That was the worst trip to Florana ever. I really must remember not to visit it after the 78th century. It's so swarming with humans, it might as well be Earth. And I get better cups of tea out of the food machine, ones that don't cost 30 mazumas. What a rip-off. Still, Nick and Rob seem happy there for the time being. I'll pick them up in a few years, when I've enjoyed some proper adventuring. What? Landing already? Come on, old girl. Oh dear, that's going to take a while to fix. Now, there's a Halfords on my Mazor, but it's viciously guarded by the Sparkle Tribe. Oh my word. Oh dear, oh dear, the materialization circuit has fused. What's the matter, old girl? You're really under the weather, aren't you?
Alert! I'm a data point missile aboard!
Well, you're going to be resting here for a good few hours before I can get you working again. I better have a quick scout outside. Let's see, radiation levels normal, no evidence of Dalekanium in the substratus, no karaoke bars within 3,000 miles. Now, let's check the scanner. I see that I've landed in someone else's ship. How very impolite of me.
Alert! Alert! Unidentified vessel on board!
What the hell is that? A police public call box. This is the last thing I need right now.
Hello there. I say, you wouldn't happen to know if there's a branch of Halfords close by. I think I've got a puncture or something.
What are you doing in my ship?
Saying good day to you, young man.
And how the hell did you get in here anyway?
I just stepped through these battered old doors and...
Have you got something to do with this web thing?
Ooh, what do you mean, a web?
I mean this web. Some kind of bally space web that's got my ship all snagged up. It's a menace to the space lines, I say. I've been trying to break free for the last hour, and suddenly you show up in your magic police portaloo. Bit of a coincidence, eh?
Perhaps I could help you break free. I've picked up a thing or two about unusual space phenomena in my travels, you know. Unless we're anywhere near Vortis, in which case you're on your own.
Vortis? Never heard of it. Okay then, if you're such a smart guy, then help me.
Right, there's something we need to do first in a situation like this.
And what's that?
Turn off that wretched alarm so we can think.
Nothing could be simpler. Ship, alarm off!
My pleasure, sir!
Now what?
Well, perhaps it's time to use your instruments.
I play the piano a bit, and I do a good version of Louie Louie.
No, I mean what do your instruments tell us is outside the ship?
You've got a basic problem with comprehension, haven't you? Look, matey boy, this ship is a Fiat Marvel. Road-tested, niftiest runner on top flight 6 seasons running. I don't have instruments. I have a dashboard with a fuel gauge, speedometer, and video screen and fairy dice. I could turn the lights if you think it'd help.
I think it might. It looks like we'll have to use our most important instruments to tell us what's going on then. Our eyes and our ears.
Shh, you're irritating. Who are you anyway?
I'm the Doctor. And before you ask, yes, it is just the Doctor.
Fantastic. My name's Edward Bradley. I've got two names, you see.
Tell me exactly what happened here, Mr. Bradley.
I had the ship on autopilot and we were cruising along nicely. I was on my way to visit my girlfriend and Titan. Anyway, I was sitting here, happily watching my favourite old film, when suddenly I hit some turbulence. I took the ship off autopilot and tried to get out manually. I thought I was making some progress. But when I tried to get back on course, I got completely stuck. And that's when you stuck your nose in.
Interesting. So you were able to move the ship in one direction. Turn the lights on now, Ed. May I call you Ed? Full beam, as strong as they'll go. That's good. Right. If you turn the lights off in the cabin, we'll be able to see what's out there.
You're smarter than you look. I can see it now. A great big black horrible web. Those look like black plates hanging from it.
The web isn't completely black. It's slightly green. And those plates look like leaves to me.
Leaves? You mean it's a giant space tree? That's just typical. I can't even visit my girlfriend without crashing into a freaky space tree. I just knew I shouldn't have got up this morning.
You have an incoming communication.
Hooray! I'm rescued!
I should warn you, I've read it, and it's not very interesting.
Thanks for your help, Doc. Shame you didn't do much. Receive message, computer, and play.
Greetings, space traveler. I see that your little vessel is stuck. So very, very sad. I really am very, very sorry.
Hello there. My name's Edward Bradley. Would you mind towing us out of this mess?
Tow you out? Moi? I could aid your plight with great ease. Regrettably, I shall not, however.
Oh, really? And why not?
I am Yuxranius Hultortol Malfasius Gacrothone Gemini the 416th Beep. Yuxan for friends and acquaintances. I am passing through to the center of the Haniad, and your pathetic little ship is in my way. It will be destroyed in 45 seconds when my superior Ford galaxy plows through it.
Oh my god, this is outrageous!
Quick, turn off the video phone.
Why?
If he says his full name again, we're done for. It'll take at least 30 seconds. Now, if he's journeying to the centre of this extraordinary structure, then he must be travelling down one of the branches. Ed, you said that you could just about move the ship in one direction. Can you remember which way?
I think so. It was about 45 by 20 by 180 from here. There was a galactic coordinate, by the way.
I am familiar. Now point us in that direction and go full throttle.
But my little Fiat will get torn apart.
It's going to get torn apart by that oncoming Ford galaxy if you don't. Now do it!
Are we making progress, Grexos?
Ah, well, very good progress, Oxen, sir. Very, very good indeed. By staying this close to the branch, we're able to build up sufficient speed to push the foliage out of the way. But the course computation is still complex, as this vehicle is rather large.
Yuxan only travels in style in the largest, most lavish of craft, unlike inferior beings. I haven't heard that little ship being shredded against the hull yet, Grexos. Why?
Well, it was sensible enough to get out of the way, Axum, sir. The instrument panel tells me that it's heading down the branch on a similar course to our own.
Not good news, Grexos. Not good news at all. I shall not countenance defeat by an inferior rival. I have spent too long trying to find this cursed Haniad.
You have some weapons, sir. You could destroy them, if you think that's the right thing to do.
I do indeed, Grexos. I do indeed. Fire at will!
So I'm heading down this branch at full throttle. A thought occurs, Doctor, that I might run into another branch at some point.
We'll cross that branch when we come to it, Ed. You'd better keep your hands on the steering wheel, though. That Rogue Ford Galaxy said this was a Haniad. I wonder.
What do you wonder, Doctor?
I wonder what a Haniad is, mostly. My pocketbook of space doesn't say anything about it. I'm also wondering how a tree can extend out into space.
It's probably best not to think about these things so hard, Doctor. My dad says that it's all these people thinking that causes so much war and violence in the galaxy.
Does he really? That's rather sad. Mind that branch!
Well, thanks. I'd find this a lot easier if they weren't so dark. They just melt into space when you look at them.
Well, like any other tree, it must absorb energy from the sun. As there's very little light being reflected off the branches, I'd say it was remarkably effective.
And if this is like any other tree, eventually we'll reach the roots.
Wherever they may be. What was that? Did we hit something?
No way, something hit us. It just grazed the hull. Look out of the rear view mirror, Doctor.
Since when did Ford Galaxies come fitted with plasma cannons as standard?
You arthritic Magaluthian slime skimmer! How could you miss them?
Apologies, sir. I have an inherent difficulty in firing a gun at the same time as flying a ship.
You are soft and useless, Colonel. I must know how close we are to the Haniad core.
This ship will reach the core in approximately, let's have a look now, 15 minutes. Excellent, sir. The Fiat Marvel is smaller than we are. We'll find it easier to push through the denser areas of foliage. And they're going to reach the middle in about, let's say, 10 minutes.
They shall not get to the core before I do. Use the magnetic grapple immediately.
We're getting away from them.
They can't make it through the smaller gaps in the branches so easily. They're just crashing through them. It's a shame. They're punching a Ford Galaxy-sized hole through all these beautiful branches.
Whoa! Oh, now what have they done? This isn't fair. Can't they just leave us alone?
They're certainly in a great hurry to get to the bottom of the tree.
I don't think they want to give it a hug either. They don't seem the hippie type. We're losing speed!
There's nothing wrong with the ship, is there?
I don't understand it. We have enough fuel, the engines are fine. Unless they've grappled us. Look, there's a tow rope stretching back from our ship to theirs. It's a magnetic grapple.
Ease off the speed a little, but make sure that line stays tight. If they start gaining on us, we're doomed.
I might be doomed anyway. My girlfriend was expecting me about now. She said if I was late, I could forget it. I had some flowers for her in the back.
In the back? Where my TARDIS landed?
Yeah, there's not much room in there, but your police shed seems to fit quite snugly. Not leaving much room for anything else. And oh my god, you squashed my flowers!
Keep your hands on the steering wheel.
This is the worst day ever. First being chased through the branches of a space tree by an aggressive alien. Now my flowers get squashed. Deep breaths. Calm. Black space. Calm. Black space.
What's that there?
Wah! It's just some milkshake on the windscreen.
No, next to the milkshake. It's an asteroid. A pretty big one, too. All the branches lead to it. I'd say that's where the tree has its roots. And the Ford Galaxy must be heading there.
I've thought of a problem, Doctor.
Yes?
Well, we're travelling pretty fast.
Yes?
And if we stop or slow down, we'll be squashed by a Ford Galaxy.
Yes?
And we're heading down this branch towards that asteroid.
Yes.
So we're going to die.
Not necessarily.
I shall take immeasurable pleasure in feeling that little ship torn apart underneath us.
Approaching the core now, Oxen, sir. Slowing down to prepare for landing.
Slow down factor 30%, Grexos. Let's skim along the surface to soften them up a bit.
Right. There seems to be enough regular gaps in the foliage. What I'm going to do is open up your electrics here.
have you done now?
Never you mind. When I say when, I want you to space hop across through one of the gaps in the foliage to another branch. That way we won't have to worry about the Ford Galaxy.
What about that grapple?
Don't worry. I'm going to reverse the magnetic orientation of the hull. The grapple will be repelled and come flying off. It's all very simple. Now what does this do? Ah, don't tell me. I've got it. There we are. Ready, Eddie?
No! You'll get us killed, you madman. Don't make me go through with this. My girlfriend would kill me if I got killed.
Ed, believe in me. I know what I'm doing. Very soon, all this will be nothing but the memory of an exciting adventure. Something to tell your children and grandchildren.
Oh, all right then.
Now, this is going to make your hair stand on end, I'm afraid. Jump now!
What?!